Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get started. What's up, guys? Now, before I get into today's episode, I just wanted to say to you that this is the first time that I'm putting out a solo episode of the podcast on YouTube. So if you are watching me on YouTube, it's great to have you here. If you're listening to me on audio, like many of you do on a week-to-week basis, this is now in video format on YouTube. So I'm really, really excited to be able to move this across the platforms for you on a more regular basis. Now, into today's episode, and a subject that many of you think is quite taboo, and it's the subject of sales inside your DMs. Now, this subject is something that many of you think is sleazy and really not the way that you want to do things, but I want to give you a slightly different perspective shift. Something that really changed my perspective quite a few years ago was understanding that I have done outreach for years and years. Outreach is basically going out to somebody and saying, having a conversation, building a relationship, and over time, that person ending up becoming a client. So where did I do this? Well, I was a personal trainer for 15 years, and that was absolutely the kind of foundation level for me in building conversations in business. I would talk to people, I'd get to know them, I'd find out what they like, what their hobbies are, what their job is, and then I would work on that relationship. And over the time, when I really got to know them, I then found out what they were training for, what their goals were, what the challenges were. And before you know it, I said, well, why don't we just sit down? I can help you with that. Now, I did that for 15 years as a PT. Even to the point, probably 10 years, 5 years of that, people were just coming to me all the time, which was great to have, but spent many, many years building those relationships. So then you think of the digital world and you think, well, all you guys do is put posts out, you sit back and you wait for leads. And it may be that you're getting plenty of leads, plenty of calls, but many of you watching this video will not be getting very much. So I want to give you the kind of tactics that I've used over the years with huge success. All right. And the strategies that I teach, my team teach inside our coaching concierge business coaching programs. And what I want to start with is this. The first thing is liking people's posts. Why is that so important? Well, as Instagram develops as a platform, and for so many people, it's becoming increasingly difficult to get more eyeballs on your page. Absolutely fine. Quality content, valuable content, becoming really, really skilled with your marketing and your video creation, etc., etc., is a must. However, what if I was to say to you that across the day you liked 20, 30 people's pictures, videos, reels, whatever. Those people, by the law of reciprocity, would literally go, they're liking my post. Maybe they're people that haven't seen your stuff for a while, that have been following for a while, they start liking your stuff back. And then when you make I see this all the time with my content, when I like people's stuff, then they come back and they like my reels or my videos or my posts, and then they end up commenting. Well, that comment, after a while of liking somebody's post, ends up turning into a conversation, which I can then move away from Instagram into my DMs. And I'll talk to you about how that kind of goes in a second. The next thing you can do is putting meaningful, engaging comments on people's posts. So you could pick, say, 10 of your followers every single day. Go on their posts, look at what they've been up to recently, and just make a genuine comment on one of their posts. Don't just say, you look great. Don't just put an emoji fist. Actually put something meaningful and genuine. Guess what will happen? They'll come back and they'll comment on your post, or they'll comment underneath. And then you can move that into the DMs and carry on the conversation in there. Even at a level where you're just building relationships up with people. Now imagine this every single day. If you had 10 or 15 conversations going on every single 2, 3, 4 days, all of those conversations has an opportunity to move on. One at a time. In our personal training programs, we teach personal trainers to keep a database of everyone they're talking to. And as that database starts to fill up and you have separate columns where you're noticing where the conversation is at any given time, you will know when the best time to propose a call with that person will be. You don't track anything, you won't have anything to be able to work with. So you have comments and then they can move inside the DMs. The third thing that I do consistently is not only welcome new followers to my page, but I'm always intrigued to know why people follow me. And genuinely, it's a genuine message that I send out. Why do you follow me? Why have you chosen to follow my content? And then people will come back saying, well, you were referred to by a friend of mine. I read your book. I downloaded one of your webinars. I watched one of your live webinars. I went to a seminar, but ended up not following you. Now, what's happening here? Let's say I get 20, 30, 40 followers a day. That's 20, 30, 40 people I can actually start to message and start conversations with these people. Now, there may be entry-level conversations, which will be, I'm really appreciate the follow. Out of interest, why have you chosen to follow me? That person turns around and says to me, I follow you because I read your book. And I can say, which bit did you enjoy? And they go, specifically the bit about business. I go, great. What are you trying to work on business right now? Yes. Which specific area? I'm trying to get better at sales. And I can say, do you know that that's actually a part of our Coaching Concierge Build program where we help coaches get to a consistent 5 to 7K every single month within their business, consistently. Now, if you would like to jump on a call with me, I'll take you through the whole plan. There's no obligation to join, and I'm going to put my link below. Now, if I'm doing that on a consistent basis, if you think of that on a week-to-week basis, if I'm doing that 30, 40 times a week minimum, imagine how many people are eventually going to say, yes, it's a numbers game. I'm building relationships. I'm having conversations with people. Now, you might be saying, well, I don't really get that many followers. Well, and I say to you, well, what about all the people that have followed you for so long? Let's say you've got 500 or 1,000 people on your page. Let's say that you decide over the course of 3 or 4 weeks to DM every single one of those. And you actually just open up the conversation and say, hi. And in this situation, you might just say to them, I share quite a lot of different content on my page, but it's mainly broken down into three different areas. Just so I can understand my audience better, which one do you actually follow me for? And if they say, well, I follow you for more mindset and your training tips, you're like, fantastic. Are you training for a specific goal right now? And they'll be like, yeah, I want to get in shape for my holiday in January, wherever it was. Great, it's a little while off. What are you actually doing to prepare? And then the conversation might be go a little bit cold. So then you might think to yourself the next day, okay, good. I've written this person's name down. I'm going to follow up with them. And then you come back and the next day you go, just had a little bit of a think last night. I have a nutritional strategy that I work with my clients to help them get in shape for holidays. I just thought I'd send you a download of that so that you can actually look at it. Now, bear in mind, it might be 5 or 6 weeks before this person's going away. It would be a perfect opportunity for you, therefore, to be able to then follow up with that person once they've had the free download. So that comes down to a lead magnet, something of free value, something that you can give to your clients or your prospective clients on your page. So now you have a lead magnet that you can give somebody away for something for free, something, again, what we teach inside Coaching Concierge Build to help you get to consistent 5 to 7K months. Then you have the conversations that you're having. And if you are committed to doing those conversations every single day, and there's so many different ways of having conversations with people, opening up conversations, much like you would do in normal day-to-day life, and then you have a list of what you're doing, what you're saying, or when you're following up. Now, on top of that, you're not only welcoming your followers, you're having comments inside people's posts, you're liking people's posts, you're then going through all of the people that follow you and trying to engage with those people every single day. Now, hand in hand with this, at the end of the day, if you're not getting a lot of traction back, that's when you've got to start looking at whether your content's working, whether or not your target audience is correct, whether or not you're showcasing results. And that's the back end of the business. That's the systems and foundation. And then the front end is where you're actually going out to try and get clients. And this is exactly what we teach inside our coaching programs, how to actually build a consistent foundation so that when you do start the outreach, you do start the DMs, you do start really driving conversations with people, the likelihood of them ending up booking a call is very, very high. So then I send this person something for free. And let's say a couple of weeks later, I then follow up with that person. Now imagine if I'm doing this to 20 people, 4 or 5 or 6 times a week, I'm following up with these people. And I say, how did you get on with the free da-da-da I sent you? And they go, brilliant, I actually started it. And you're like, well, I know now that you've got about 12 weeks until you go on holiday. I wonder whether you'd be interested in jumping on a call with me, and I'll break down the whole 12 weeks, exactly what you need to do, step by step. If you like it, then by all means, take it away. No obligation to work with me. If you want me to take you through it, then I can talk about how I operate. But it's entirely up to you. No obligation. Here's my calendar link. You can jump on a call with me. So we've kind of took this relationship over 3 or 4 weeks. The person wants to go away in January, you take them up to October, and then you've got November, December, January, or October, November, December, you've got 3 months to be able to get them in shape. So imagine if you've got that person you're working on, another person you're working on, another person you're working on, another person you're working on, and what happens here is you end up with a massive list of people you're having conversations with. Now take this back to the gym floor. This works time and time and time and time again, okay? Having conversations on the gym floor is the number one way to get clients. When I worked in the gym, we had the sales team. They would go out and stand at Waitrose and Marks and Spencers and Morrisons, and they would stand by the tills. And when people were leaving, they go, do you mind if I have 2 minutes of your time? Now, naturally, they were not fantastic at doing it, but the ones that were good at it would have their own script. And they would say something cheeky to people to try and get them to engage in conversation. And then when they get engaged in conversation, they'd try and get them to come down to the gym for a free trial. Again, positioning themselves where there's a lot of traffic to talk to people on a week-to-week basis to try and drive them into becoming members of the gym. It happens everywhere. You know, go on holiday. What happens when people are standing on the street trying to pull people in? They're being chatty, they're being chirpy, trying to pull you in for a drink. It's outreach, it's pulling people in. So what I want you to do is to kind of change your perspective of this. Okay, outreach and having using the DMs to get sales is a combination of conversations, just normal day-to-day conversations. It's a combination of following up. So if that person runs dry and doesn't come back to you, you follow them up. And maybe you're following up with some value, like a lead magnet or something. Again, if you're unsure of what lead magnets are, you're unsure of how to add that extra level of value where you're giving them something for free in exchange for an email, then that is something that we could teach you inside our Coaching Concierge Build program. So all you need to do is click the box on YouTube, and you'll be able to see in the description box a link to there. Or if you're listening to this on audio, you can just go straight to my Instagram bio and click the link in there if you want to find out more about how we actually do the lead generation aspect of the outreach. But once you've done that follow-up, then it's a point of getting to that holy point, that perfect point where it's the person you're speaking to says, yes, here's my goal. I'll tell you what I'm trying to work with. And you say, well, it's exactly what I do within my XYZ coaching program. And that's the point where you offer the opportunity to get on a call. So with this, DMs are not something to be feared. I will tell you this on closing. It's not easy. I remember my first few months as a PT, it was hard. I remember sitting in my car being very, very lonely and thinking no one's signing up with me. It's demoralizing. And guess what? Welcome to the online world. You gotta have thick skin, you gotta do the work, you gotta start conversations, you gotta follow up, you gotta have value, you gotta have content that's cutting, making sense to people, you have a target audience, you gotta get results, you're building a business. You're building the foundations and systems and processes to be able to get clients. So if your DMs aren't working, where's the value? If the DMs aren't working, where's the consistency with your content? If the DMs aren't working, where's your results? So it is part of a big picture. And a lot of people say, yeah, get in the DMs and start crushing it. Doesn't always work when you're sending hundreds and hundreds of messages and no one's coming back to you. That means that they have no idea what it is that you do and there's no real reason to engage. So make sure it's all a part of a big package. And that's something that we teach inside our Coaching Concierge programs. And there's plenty of information that you can get hold of if that's something that you want to find out more information about. But I really, really hope that you found this episode of high value. If you are on YouTube right now, then make sure you subscribe to the page and like the video. And if you're on the podcast right now, do me a favor, please share this episode, put it on your stories, tell your friends, let's help more fitness professionals. And I look forward to seeing you guys in the next episode.